1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 미나에게 줄 선물을 고르세요.
What's the date today?
It's September 17th.
You know what? It'll be Mina's birthday soon.
Really? I didn't know that. What should we get Mina for her birthday?
How about a book?
That's boring.
Then let's make a special cake for her.
That's a good idea.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 내일의 날씨를 고르세요.
Look at the dark clouds. It's going to rain. Did you hear the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Yes, I heard there will be heavy rain all day. I don't think we can have a picnic tomorrow.
Sorry to hear that. I hope it will be fine tomorrow.
Me too. I don't know why things always go wrong when I plan something.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 식당에 관한 내용과 다른 것을 고르세요.
Look at this ad. Pets are welcome, and all meals are 10% off on Saturdays.
What kind of food can we eat?
American and Mexican food.
When is it open?
From Monday to Saturday.
Where is the restaurant?
It's on Central Street.
Let's go to the restaurant this Saturday.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 이번 주말에 할 일을 고르세요.
Tim, what are you going to do this weekend?
I don't have any plans. Why?
Well, are you interested in hiking?
Hiking? Yes, I am.
I'm going on a hike with my basketball team. Do you want to join us?
I'd love to, but I have to stay home and do my homework. Sorry.
5번입니다. 다음을 듣고 아이가 무엇인지 고르세요.
I'm cold all year round. I'm usually divided into two or three sections. I keep food that goes bad easily fresh, such as eggs, milk, and vegetables. In the freezing section, you can find ice cream, ice cubes, or frozen food. You can usually see me in the kitchen. What do you think I am?
6번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 오늘 이용할 교통수단을 고르세요.
Hi, where are you going?
I'm going to work.
Do you always walk to work?
I usually walk to my office, but today I'll take the subway.
7번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 고르세요.
Number one.
Let's go to a concert.
Sounds great. Number two.
How often do you watch TV?
Almost every day. Number three.
How much is this?
Just a minute, please. It's 2,501. Number 4.
When is your final test?
It's too difficult for me. Number 5.
How about a glass of milk?
Yes, please. Thanks. How was your trip to Europe?
It was fantastic. I traveled to London, Paris, Rome, Madrid, and Venice.
Which part of Europe did you enjoy most?
Paris. I loved the Louvre Museum.
Really? I always wanted to visit Rome. I really need to diet.
Why?
My doctor told me to lose a little weight. Do you have any tips?
How about eating less?
I've tried that, but I love eating.
Then why don't you try running for 30 minutes a day?
I tried that too. But it's too hot outside.
How about going swimming every day?
That's a good idea. I'll try that.
10번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Good evening. How can I help you?
I'd like tickets for the movie Transformers.
What time?
For the 3:30 show.
Sorry. We have no tickets for that time.
That's too bad. I really want to see that movie at 3:30.
11번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 하게 될 봉사 활동을 고르세요.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for some volunteer work. I would like to help people.
We have many types of volunteer work. For example, we need volunteers for cleaning, washing, cooking, reading books, and so on.
I'm really good at cooking. Let me try that.
Sounds good. You can start tomorrow.
12번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 전화를 건 목적을 고르세요.
Hello, may I speak to Susan, please?
Speaking.
This is Mike. What are you doing?
I'm doing my science homework. What's up?
The big band concert is next week. Can you come with me?
Sure, I'd love to. I can't wait.
13번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 방 청소를 할 수 없는 이유를 고르세요.
What a messy room. Can you give me a hand cleaning it, Matt?
Mom, I'm busy doing my homework.
Yesterday you were busy playing computer games, and then you went to the beach. Can't you help me now?
I'm so sorry, Mom. I promise I will help you next time.
(14번입니다) 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 준비할 필요가 없는 물건을 고르세요.
Do you know this camp schedule?
Yes. On the first day, we are going for a swim. You should bring a swimsuit.
How about on the second day?
On the second day, we are just staying at the campsite and will make our own meals. You should bring a spoon and chopsticks.
How about a towel?
Oh, yeah. You will need that, too.
15번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 만나기로 한 시각을 고르세요.
Sora, let's go to the soccer game this weekend.
I'm afraid I can't. It's our homeroom teacher's wedding day.
But his wedding day is next Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Then what time shall we meet?
Let's make it at 6 in the evening.
That's too late. How about an hour earlier?
Good. See you then.
16번입니다. 다음을 듣고 내용과 가장 관련 있는 속담을 고르세요.
Mr. Kim was a famous doctor. He made lots of money, but he was not happy because he was too busy. Thinking it's never too late to change his job, he started to attend a cooking school. And finally, when he was 50, he became a chef. Now, he owns a restaurant and enjoys his job. He is happy now.
17번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a book called The Secret Garden. Could you help me find it?
Let me check on the computer.
Okay.
We have it, but someone has borrowed it. He'll return it on Saturday.
Thank you. I'll come back then.
18번입니다. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 고르세요.
Welcome to the LA Art Museum. My name is Mrs. Johnson, and I will be your guide. This museum has 3 floors and contains many works from famous artists. First, we will go to the Modern Arts Room. Then we will see Picasso's paintings on the 2nd floor. Please stay with me until the tour is over. Thank you for your attention. Let's go.
19번과 20번은 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 이어질 남자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 잘 듣고 답하세요. 19번입니다.
Hello, Ms. Kim.
Hi. How was the city tour?
It was wonderful.
I am glad you liked it. Seoul has many interesting places to visit.
It has so many historical palaces.
Yes, it really does. How about going to Gyeongbok Palace tomorrow?
Wow, is that a robot dog?
Yes, it is. Here, take a look.
Could you tell me how it works?
Sure, it's very easy. First, put batteries in the battery pack. Next, turn it on. Then, tell the robot dog to do something. That's all. Do you get it?